In today's news headlines, 128 people were arrested on Capitol Hill on Monday, protesting the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. The nominee now faces accusations from multiple women of sexual assault, including Palo Alto University professor Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and former Yale University student Deborah Ramirez. The mostly female protesters chanted, "We believe women," as they were handcuffed by police. The protests were part of a national call to walk out on Monday in support of Kavanaugh's accusers. Across the nation, people posted photos of themselves wearing black and carrying signs saying hashtag believe women. Celebrities such as Kerry Washington, America Ferrera, and Deborah Messing also participated. Among those gathered in Washington, D.C. was one woman who took the train from Boston and told her personal story of surviving rape while protesters and onlookers listened. A warning for listeners, especially survivors of sexual assault, that this clip could be triggering.
He said, "I will take you good or I will take you bad, but I will take you." He raped me as he choked me. And when I heard Professor Ford say that Kavanaugh had his hand over her mouth, I believed her. Yeah. You do not forget someone choking you. You do not forget someone putting their hand over their mouth and you thinking you're going to die. I came from Boston on the train last night because I cannot tolerate the way the Senate is responding to these allegations against Kavanaugh. There are enough reasons without this to not vote for him. But for God's sakes, for all the boys, girls, who have been assaulted over the years, for God's sake, when will you stand up for the American people, for democracy?
That was the voice of a woman who traveled from Boston to D.C. to participate in protests against Senate Republicans over their determination to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court in spite of the multiple sexual assault accusations he now faces. Students at Kavanaugh's alma mater, Yale Law School, also organized dramatic protests on Monday. Hundreds of students wore black and walked out of their classrooms, forcing the university to cancel more than 30 classes. A third-year law student named Dana Bolger read a statement saying, quote, "The Senate's treatment of our own alumna, Anita Hill, more than 2 decades ago sent a crystal clear message to women and to all people who have experienced sexual violence. We don't care about you. We demand that the Senate not repeat the same shameful mistake again. We state unequivocally that we believe and stand with Professor Blasey Ford and Debbie Ramirez." End of quote. More than 100 Yale students also joined protesters in D.C. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh himself has gone on the offensive and gave an interview to Fox News with his wife sitting next to him, the first time a Supreme Court nominee has ever given an interview to the press ahead of confirmation. He told the outlet that he refused to back down.
"I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere."
That was Brett Kavanaugh in an interview on Fox News on Monday, an unprecedented move for a Supreme Court nominee ahead of confirmation. After today's news headlines, we'll continue our coverage of the Kavanaugh hearings with an in-depth interview featuring Jessica Mason Piclo of Rewired.News. In other news, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appears to have preserved his job for the time being, amid rumors that President Trump was going to fire him and reports that he was going to offer his resignation. The latest chaotic chapter in the Russia investigation was sparked by an earlier New York Times report about Rosenstein mulling the idea of secretly taping the president and then invoking the 25th Amendment to make the case of Trump being unfit for the presidency. For now, though, Trump has allowed Rosenstein to remain in his position and scheduled a meeting between the two at the White House for this Thursday, the same day as Dr. Blasey Ford testifies in the Kavanaugh hearings. A former Watergate prosecutor, Jill Weinbank, said on CBS on Monday that, quote, if Rosenstein is fired, it could look like it is part of the obstruction of justice that continues. She added, referencing the Nixon-era series of events, it could look exactly like the Saturday night massacre taking place over a protracted period of time. In other words, Trump would likely fill Rosenstein's position with someone who would do his bidding in ending the special counsel's investigation and firing Robert Mueller. According to CNN, if Rosenstein leaves, the oversight of the Russia investigation at the Justice Department would fall to Solicitor General Noel Francisco. Mr. Francisco has, quote, defended the Trump administration's positions before the Supreme Court, and he has a history of defending the authority of the executive branch, including when it comes to the ability to remove certain appointees, which is sure to be scrutinized if he were to take over the closely watched probe that has already brought down allies of the president. Democrats have urged the GOP leadership to protect Mueller's position if Rosenstein were to be fired. Meanwhile, Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be meeting state attorneys general on Tuesday to discuss potential enforcement of antitrust laws aimed at large tech companies like Google and Facebook. The meeting comes a few days after Business Insider obtained a leaked memo from the White House of a proposed executive order to investigate whether companies like Facebook had violated antitrust laws. The moves are all seen as part of a broader crackdown on tech companies by the Trump administration after Trump publicly claimed they were biased against right-wing sources and ideology. The state of California on Monday urged the Trump administration to not implement its plan to weaken gas mileage standards for vehicles. State authorities said the rollback would hurt both people's bottom line and exacerbate climate change. State Attorney General Javier Becerra said, stopping us from protecting our people, our jobs, and our economy or our planet is like trying to stop a mother from protecting her child. In international news, the U.S. State Department released its report on the Myanmar government's rampant abuse and killings of Rohingya Muslims. The report was missing two key phrases, genocide and crimes against humanity, both of which carry legal weight. According to Politico, the department posted its report online, but it did not issue a news release or hold a public rollout of any kind to unveil its findings. Activists have been waiting for the report's results for months, hoping it would signal the start of U.S. pressure against Myanmar's government. And finally, the nations that are party to Iran's nuclear deal brokered by the Obama administration reaffirmed their commitment on Monday, albeit without the U.S. The Trump administration withdrew from the deal, leaving the U.S.'s European allies worried about the future of the carefully crafted agreement. Once new U.S. sanctions kick in, it might be impossible for anyone to preserve the agreement. President Trump, who will address the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday, has said he will not meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani during the UN conference. And that does it for our headlines today.